The biggest health budget debate of the year is likely to be over a prescription drug benefit for the Medicare program. In the budget President Bush sent to Congress yesterday, he asked for $190 billion for Medicare reform, including a prescription drug plan. That's the same amount he proposed last year when Congress failed to act. But this year's request will buy a lot less, NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
Medicare doesn't pay for most prescription drugs. Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson said yesterday President Bush's proposed budget would change that.
The fiscal year 2003 budget dedicates an additional $190 billion over 10 years for targeted improvements in comprehensive Medicare modernization, including a subsidized prescription drug benefit, better insurance protection, and better private options for all beneficiaries.
The drug benefit is the centerpiece of the proposal. The administration is counting on savings from the plan's other Medicare reforms to help pay for it. Thompson says the amount is more than enough to provide the help seniors and the disabled need to buy their drugs. But Democrats like Ohio Congressman Sherrod Brown say $190 billion is woefully inadequate.
It takes care of well under a third of seniors that need prescription drug coverage. It does nothing, absolutely nothing, about the outrageous prices that people are forced to pay for their medicine.
Whether or not the number is sufficient, analysts agree that the $190 billion Mr. Bush proposed last year won't buy as generous a prescription drug benefit this year. Joe Antos used to work for the Congressional Budget Office, which tells Congress how much its ideas will actually cost. Antos, now at the American Enterprise Institute, says there are three key reasons that estimates for health proposals rise rapidly from year to year. One is that inflation in health care goes up faster than inflation in the rest of the economy.
When it comes to health care, we always see costs of everything rise. And so when you move from last year to this year, in a budget sense, you're going to see any proposal, not just prescription drugs, but any other proposal, be more expensive this year than it was last year.
So healthcare inflation alone would boost costs. Another reason estimates increase is that Washington budgeting happens in 10-year chunks known as budget windows. Last year's budget window went through 2011. This year's will go through 2012. So every year estimators drop a low-cost year, in this case 2002, at the front end, then they add a high-cost year, 2012, at the back end, raising costs further still. For Medicare, Anto says, there's yet another reason cost estimates grow. Starting in 2010, the nation's 80 million baby boomers will start turning 65 and become eligible for Medicare.
So we'll see increasingly large increments of new Medicare beneficiaries joining the program in 2011, 2012, 2013, and so on.
Anto says that demographic bubble produces a multiplier effect for estimates of a drug benefit's potential cost, and that problem is not unique to President Bush's plan. Anto says the same arithmetic applies to the $300 billion proposal offered by Democrats last year.
So that $300 billion proposal last year becomes not just a $400 billion proposal, but it could become a $420, $430, $440 billion proposal.
There are budget tricks that can camouflage the costs. One is to start the benefit later. Most of President Bush's proposal, for example, wouldn't start until 2006. That means the 10-year cost estimate only includes 7 years of benefits. The Democrats' plan from last year included only 8 years of benefits in its 10-year cost estimate. But the fact remains that none of the plans offered so far comes anywhere near covering the majority of Medicare prescription drug costs. Last year, the Congressional Budget Office estimated that the Medicare population would spend $1.5 trillion on prescription drugs over the next 10 years. And you can expect that number, like the estimates for the drug proposals, to increase markedly when CBO re-estimates it this year. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.